All you that pass by, I pray you draw nigh. Attend to my song without ever a lie. There chanced the other day a most tragical fray between two young princes as they were at play in a garden. The one he was bold, being 4 years old, and scorned by a tiler for to be controlled. Yet though he was young, he could handle his tongue, and called his Welsh Highness in the midst of a throng, English bastard. The other, so wise, did the Dauphin despise. His countenance showed his flesh at him did rise. Quoth he, how I itch to have a sound twitch at that French saucy son of a bitch, the young Dauphin. Beggar, dost thou come to beat me at home? Nay, if it be so, then have at thy bum, that none may ever say of me another day I dishonored myself in running away from a tiler. French dog, dost thou think I ever will shrink? No, ever have done thy French hide, it shall stink. Then do not suppose I am one of those that will run away for one bloody nose. No, I scorn it. Though my rigid fate has exposed me to hate, and am like an old almanac quite out of date, yet still there remains English blood in my veins. Then hold your French tongue, or I'll beat out your brains, you young urchin. At this Dauphin hissed, and up with his fist, but the prince he drew back, and the Dauphin he missed. And the prince, to repay his kindness, they say, knocked the young Dauphin down, and there the rogue lay for an hour. But being revived, together they strived, and ever they had done, the late queen she arrived, who seeing the battle fought on with such mettle, she set up her noses and made the air rattle like thunder. Pray part them, she cried, the French king replied, I cannot tell which has the best on his side. Then part not with the chits, you rogues, look to your hits. At which the late queen, she fell into fits, and no wonder. For such a sad maul there never did fall, since James for not fighting she beat at Whitehall. And so these young sparks did fight like two sharks, that on both their bodies you might see the marks a month after. The French king did say, they shall have fair play. This is not diversion I have every day. With that they did fight in earnest outright, and the Welsh prince he worsted the young Dauphin quite, that he cried. And then the late queen, who the duel had seen, and saw her son's nose bleed, so raised her spleen, that she stepped to the Dauphin, was crying and coughing. Quoth she, you young bastard, your grandfather's huffing shan't daunt me. Without any delay, she began a new fray, and flew at old Louis, and beat him, they say, that he rolled in his gore, and his flesh it was sore. Besides, it is said, she in fury tore off his whiskers. But a great English peer, who chanced to be near, and so this confusion he fortuned to hear, stepped in to make peace, which they did all embrace, and the queen gave old Louis a plaster for face, so they parted.